from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Dan Zangrilli is here on the Fan Morning Show. Dan, you walked in and you sat down in the middle of last segment, and as I was talking, and you know how you do this job, you learn how to multitask, and like before I did this job, I couldn't multitask at all. I'd have to be focused on one thing and wouldn't be able to see anything. But now that I've done it for so long, I recognize things. And you sat down and I was like, oh, while I was talking about the Pirates, I was like, in my head, Dan has a Rocky IV beard now. And you walked in, and it's like when Rocky went to Russia to train, and then Adrian came because she hadn't seen him in months, and he had that full, dark Italian beard, and that's what you have right now.
And here it is.
Yes.
It just appeared out of nowhere.
Like, literally.
It tends to do that.
I mean, how fast can you probably grow that in, what, a day or two?
This is about a week.
A week?
Yeah.
And that's a full beard. I've never seen you with a beard.
What?
No.
Oh, come on. You should. I have, like, pandemic photos.
Was it long?
I mean, oh my God, I didn't touch it for maybe 6 months. I'll send them to you.
Really?
It's
I've never seen you with a beard, and it caught me by surprise.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I'm always like not clean shaven. It's an uphill battle because I could shave.
I feel like you're always clean shaven.
This morning, but I have to do it like every day or every other day.
Oh yeah.
It's tough. It's a grind. I don't like it.
You probably could grow a beard in what, eighth grade?
No, it probably high school.
High school.
Yeah, high school. I start. You know, I had like the chin goatee guy, and like we had the sideburns.
Yeah,
like the Abercrombie and Fitch necklaces and stuff. It was a tough scene. Tough scene.
It wasn't a tough scene down at PNC Park this weekend.
Vibes were immaculate.
Yes, yes.
Vibes were immaculate.
Let's break that down. I mean, obviously the first game, the comeback win. And then the second game, they just rode that momentum. A lot of people that showed up at the park. I mean, 30,000 the first night. I mean, I'm sure the atmosphere was great. I was listening to it on the radio and listen to Joe Block's call on Friday, and I was screaming in my car whenever Nick Gonzalez made that hit, and in the background I could hear just cheers. It was loud, and I was like, this feels like a playoff atmosphere.
Well, on the TV side, Greg didn't say anything on the walk-off hit. It was Bob Walk. He just said, there it is, and kudos to Greg, and Joe was amazing too. You could just hear this groundswell. Just this echo, almost kind of like a soccer tribal atmosphere thing going on. And it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, puts on display when this team gets cooking, playing well, and you've got some really good competition across the way. I mean, it was Pittsburgh. Like, it was just the quintessential Pittsburgh kind of thing going on. Because you had a lot of Philly fans that buy their tickets in February to try to take over the ballpark. And listen, they were well represented all weekend long. But anytime Philadelphia tried to get something going, and listen, when they did things well, especially in that first inning, they put up 3 runs, game one of the series. It was, I was like, oh man, this is almost, it's almost embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Pittsburgh fans showed up, showed out, and they would drown them out. But, and it was fun. There was just a back and forth going, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. This is the best team in baseball, the
yes.
Phillies. They have, what, 6 all-stars? 8, maybe? I'm sorry. Anyway, just a ton of all-stars. Like, this is a I was looking at the line, like Schwarber, 19 homers. Turner, Bryce Harper, 21 and 61. Alec Boehm, who's in the Derby, had 70 RBIs. Then it's Castellanos. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it's a tough lineup to navigate. And to take 2 of 3 from them, it's pretty impressive.
D, are you buying back in at all?
Yeah,
do you want to have this time to go?
Yeah, to backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, there you go. I'll give you the floor.
Well, I guess I have to, because everything that I came on here last week, and I think it was just Adam and I, you know, he asked me what percentage of a chance do you see the Pirates have of making the postseason. And I said 0. I just didn't see a pathway forward because there was a sample size that they put on paper and on tape for the better part of 2.5 months, over 60 games, of not being able to win 3 in a row, but they weren't losing 3 in a row. They were just this pedestrian team alternating wins and losses. And in doing so, they were just leaking a half game, a game per week back in the standings. And I really didn't see the ability for them to chunk off a bunch of victories as they have. And maybe as soon as I said it, that's exactly when they rip off 8 of 9. They win 6 in a row. The streak snapped yesterday. And, okay, I'm thinking to myself, because I'm always looking at it from a skeptical lens, and I try to stay as objective as possible. All right, well, they caught the White Sox. Okay, you sweep the White Sox. Big deal. That's one of the worst teams that we've seen in a long time. But look at July. They're 10-6. They've won 4 of 5 series, and they've done really well in this 10-6. 4 of the 5 teams that they've played are playoff teams. They dropped a series to St. Louis. They split with the Mets. They take 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. That started everything. They sweep the White Sox, and then you just put on paper some really quality baseball against a Phillies team that maybe you caught at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll step back and say that, but be that as it may, you played your schedule, you played playoff teams, and you're 10-6 in July.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it's going to go this series tonight, starting tonight? Mitch Keller on the mound, 6:40 pitch, and then tomorrow you got Skeens and it's against St. Louis.
So that's why I wasn't up in arms when everybody was just offended that Martin Perez came and started the first game against Philadelphia. I think you wanted to give Mitch a little bit of breathing room. You certainly wanted to do that with Skeens, and you have a division series of the team directly ahead of you coming up in 3 days. So I really was mystified by why everyone was so mad that Skeens and Keller started against a non-division opponent. Well, lines up pretty nicely now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is a Monday, Tuesday. I'd like to see them go elsewhere on Wednesday. They're going to go with Perez again. I'd rather see Priester. But
Falter might be activated too.
He's going to do a rehab, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but he's close, mm-hmm. and not all that, you know, far away. Jones, unfortunately, is more August-ish as we kind of anticipated. But you know what really throws a fly into the ointment here? They're scoring runs. They came in with 81 runs to yesterday's game, those fifth most in baseball in July. And listen, it's July 22nd. So they've put some stuff on paper, on tape, that's pretty irrefutable. Some other guys are starting to hit in the lineup, even Hayes to a certain extent. Gonzalez is starting to heat back up. Telez really hasn't cooled since June, and Reynolds is out of his mind. Kutch is on a 7-game hit streak. O'Neill Cruz, outside of what happened yesterday, really good series.
Yeah.
Just absolutely dynamic, and I think he's taking the next steps. Those two hits, big extra base hits in game two, off of tough left-handers.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't run too,
yeah, don't sweep that under the rug, what Cruz is doing offensively. But what really throws a fly into the ointment here in a good way, Doran, is Luis Ortiz. That changes the algebraic equation.
Yes.
If this is here to stay, oh boy.
Yes.
Look out.
Yes. He had 7 innings pitched. He only gave up 3 hits. It's exactly what the doctor ordered.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whenever you have a series like that, and like you said, people are up in arms and not seeing Skeens, not seeing Keller, not seeing your top dogs, and going with that rotation, it's exactly what the – I mean, you couldn't have drawn it up or written it better for them to get those wins with that crew, and then Ortiz stepping up the way that he did.
Seven shutout innings. It's a sub-1 ERA, I think, in what his last four starts. He's going right at guys. He's aggressive. He's unafraid. Like, all of the things that sort of Jared Jones does from a mindset perspective, which I think is a organizational philosophy that he's really adapted. And, you know, there's a lot of question. He bursts onto the scene a couple of years ago, then takes a big step backward. We were asking the question, like, what are they doing with these pitchers? Well, they seem like they have him right. And you can argue that he has been the most undervalued Pirate. He's pitched in every role and excelled. You know, as an athlete, you move guys haphazardly from role to role, and you do that throughout the course of a season, and you change job responsibilities. That's not a really easy thing to do,
right?
As an athlete,
You
can attest to that. He's a late inning guy at times. He's a bulk reliever when they're underneath games. They're using him as an opener at times, and then okay, now you're going to start and get on that starter's like routine is everything, isn't it? This guy, the only thing routine is there has been no routine for Luis Ortiz. Now, if he's in this rotation every fifth day, and if he is in line with, you know, what Keller, Skeens, and Jones have done at times, you're looking at 6-7 pitchers. You can arrange the deck chairs accordingly. And what that can do is it can also keep the Skeens workload in play.
Yes.
Because another reason why I said what I said last week, it's like, okay, you need like Skeens and Jones and even Keller to a certain extent. You've got to ride them hard to get to the postseason, but especially with Skeens and Jones, you're going to be running into these workload issues. So it's kind of it's a rock and a hard place to be in. But now, seven starting pitchers, Marco Gonzalez is healthy. I don't know what what lies ahead for Martin Perez. He's not been good, but Quinn Priester, I think, is turning a corner. Like, okay.
It's starting to look legit. It really is. And, you know, I'm excited for tonight. Dan, thank you so much for joining the show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.